listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to Don't Mention the Fussball Podcast, episode 8.
Yeah, because the last one was the James Bond one. The one nobody listened to.
Yeah. I was thinking about saying 008, but then I changed my mind halfway through. So that was that. Right.
Pro tip.
This episode, what are we going to be talking about?
Easter.
It's Easter. Easter bunnies. Jan's now playing with his Easter bunny, bouncing it along the table. And flopping the ears. But enough of that. We've got two games to talk about.
And what did we have?
And?
Goals.
Goals. Oh, yes. We had goals this time. Wow.
One goal doesn't make an offense?
One goal.
Yes. One swallow.
One goal doesn't make a summer. One swallow doesn't make a summer.
Yes, yeah. We had the away game in Hamburg.
Hamburg.
And we had the home game against Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg.
The big pyro party.
Yes, indeed.
And we have some fan topics.
Yes.
And the loud support at the national teams games.
Mm-hmm. One of Jan's favourites.
We had international break in between. And before... Oh, we had the awesome game against Freiburg. I just snorted off. The Freiburg game, yeah. So, Simon, for the first time, Simon has some notes. Not true. He has notes, but today I don't have notes. So Simon gives us all the facts.
Yeah,
I'll fact check him later.
But the trouble is, I can't read my notes because my handwriting's so appalling. I'll do my best though.
If somebody looks for an internship, you just have to read scribbly writing, and then yes,
all runes.
All
runes, indeed. You could have it all.
Shall I have a look? Why don't you give it to me?
No, it's my notes. My notes.
Okay.
I'm going to play with those. Right.
Hertha at Volksparkstadion.
Yes,
match day 27?
Not sure.
No. 28 was... Because the Zweite Bundesliga always is ahead of them.
I think this time was 28, wasn't it? Anyway... We were away, up in the frozen north of Hamburg.
We were not there.
We were not there, no.
Our friends did.
I was parked in front of the telly. Yes, but we did know people that were there.
27 was the right date. Yeah. Match day 27 is right.
How did it all go? Well, started off quite well.
I mean, maybe we should give a little bit of background about the HSV. Letting everybody go before the game, except for the team. And a German funny website also wrote that that HSV has replaced its fans.
We've got more.
No, but they had a new coach. They fired the... Or was it after that? They also fired their sports director and...
They fired and almost everybody.
Almost everybody, yeah.
And this was the first game for the new coach,
for Tits,
I believe,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
As you
great management name, that Tits.
It's all going to be...
It's all going to go tits up, I'm sure of it.
That's Simon's Twitter joke.
It is. It's a funny joke.
If you can find it, go back, save it, retweet it. Make Simon the influencer he actually is.
It's a cheap shot, I know it was, but I just couldn't resist it. It's my childish sense of humour, what can I say?
Yeah, but Mr. Tits did some good stuff, because in the beginning...
The first half went fairly well for them, didn't it? By their standards. We didn't fare quite so well. There was a pretty good chance quite early on. I think it's something like 17th, 18th minute. Dorida had a pretty good crack.
With a weak foot.
And there was a sort of like a fingertip save to sort of keep it out. So that was a decent effort.
He did with his left foot, which is his weak foot.
Yeah. Well,
And Palsbeck was on goal, the young goalkeeper sensation from the U21 championship last.
Good save.
Summer. So, yeah, and then there was this little where Hertha players were... They missed...
Asleep?
No, they just missed the ball by a nanosecond at every turn.
Mm.
This pass, and then you saw Grete Weiser doing his morning jog, while the other guy was, I don't know, a couple of meters ahead of him and just scored the goal while he was... Ah. Like he's listening to, I don't know, some relaxing music. And yes. I'm making this motion off.
Yes, he's doing a jogging motion here and, you know, motioning towards sort of headphones, listening to sort of chill out music.
Chill out music.
That's a nice Sunday morning jog. But there, that's.
Or George Harrison, Dear Lord.
something casual, anyway. But because the handball goal was, it was just pass, Costa, bang.
Yeah, and at every pass, yes, somebody was just a few nanoseconds off.
Just enough to allow it to happen. Oh. And Jahrstein, it wasn't through his legs, was it? But it went in underneath him. Was it through
underneath
his legs?
Underneath him.
Yeah. Which was, thought, this isn't going to go well. But well, the first half wasn't so sweet, was it? But, it sort of finished at, we were 1-0 down. And normally after Jan describes HSV as the points provider, I thought, well, this isn't quite going to plan, is it?
I didn't go this year because the past 2 years we've been horrified by the display had to put on. We went there in the season we almost were relegated. That's where in the 80th or 88th, 88th minute, our now departed Langkamp scored on a header. And we won 1-0, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, we won 0-2.
Really late goal like that after it's a nice way to.
And it was funny because the one Brazilian guy from Hamburg just got a red card and was sent off. Mm. And the next attack, when they were still having problems with sorting everything out,
sorted themselves out,
they scored the goal. Mm. And the year afterwards was the one where the ultras didn't. There was something people were. Wanted to get in with certain special, either Sturmhauben or, you know, these...
Knuckle dusters.
Knuckle dusters. So they got sent home, and then the entire ultras went home.
I was there for that game.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And then last year it was almost the same. Yeah. But with ultras, but still a shitty game.
Yeah.
So we didn't go this year. We already went to Munich. One point in minus 15 degrees. Did I mention that before?
The frozen beer. We've been through that one before. Yeah.
A couple of times.
Very impressive.
Yeah, so what did Hertha do after the goal?
Well,
support was...
Second half was is where Hertha really sort of kicked in, so to speak. Sort of fairly soon on. I think it was something like the 10 minutes into the second half, something like that.
The notes?
Yeah. Well, it's only roughly... Roughly, but it was, I think, a pretty good cross from
56.
I thought, 55, 56, that'll do nicely. It was a good cross from Plattenhardt out on the far left wing, dropped it right to the path of Lazaro, who very calmly slotted it, and that's his first Hertha goal, I believe.
Yes, because he just came this year and he had a couple of assists.
Yeah.
And a couple of near misses.
That's not to say that he hasn't had a major contribution, because he really has.
I'm not sure if he did anything in the Europa League. No, but they said it was his first goal.
I thought it was his first goal. I don't remember him scoring in the Europa League, but it was nice. The whole thing was quite good. I mean, it was a sort of pinpoint pass coming in from the left, and it just dropped right into his path and the wallop. So it was nice to see him get a goal, because he's worked hard and done a lot of good stuff for Hertha.
It was a really good second goal.
What was it?
Hang on. I have this awesome table here and... Mm. Assist? No.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Strange. Stark. Selke, Lecky, Selke, Pickerick. Hang on. Lecky, Stark.
Sounds like my description of Kings.
Scored a goal in Leverkusen. Of course, in Leverkusen. The away game.
Ooh.
On the fast break.
All right.
He scored a goal. That was his first. So it's second goal.
Second goal.
Man, we are always prepared.
We are. Yes, always.
Yeah.
The...
But what people were saying, I think
pretty
it was...
Pretty sloppy defending, though, on
I think Henry said that Plattenhardt had more time than Ibišević had when he kicked off the ball in the beginning of the match. which is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
But then apart from that, the defending is
the defending
abysmal for in the middle.
Because he was... Well, Lazaro, he was just allowed to run on, wasn't he? The Harrisfeld defender was in behind him. What good's he going to do in behind him? Once he's got the ball...
I think they were both looking at it. They were both having a good view of the goal. So they saw him score a goal.
Yeah.
Who can say that?
They probably took a picture. They probably had their phone out, yeah. Took a photo, put it on Instagram.
This happened in the 1982 Olympics. When people were playing in the basketball team, were playing the dream team.
Uh-huh.
They would dribble, and friends and would smile somewhere, and friends from in the stands would take a photo of them with Michael Jordan or somebody. Anyway, back to football.
Yes, indeedy. Right.
Okay, there was
that was 1-1.
And Hertha, what Hertha did, they started. All they did was put pressure on them earlier, and that's all they did, right? And. The second goal was...
That was quite peachy.
That was...
Jan's favourite, Arnie Meyer.
As you say, Fußballgott, sorry, you forgot the second or the last name. Arne Meyer Fußballgott.
Oh, right. Okay.
With lots of greetings to everybody from Köpenick. Because that's what they do. If they when they do the team in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
they always chant the last name and Fußballgott.
Ah, yeah. Well, there you go.
We only do that for Lustenberger, and I'm trying to get it for my man Arne.
Arne, yes. That was a cracking goal, that.
That was it.
Because he had what?
Three or four people.
It was three, I think. Three defenders there was all one, around him, like bees buzzing around the honeypot. And he just shrugged them all off.
And he put the ball through one of the guy's legs.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Now that's class. That is,
and all style. I mean, Kalou just stood there and put his foot in it.
I believe it was the second touch of the game for Kalou, who had just come on.
Yeah, second touch.
And bang, and it went. Thank you very much. So
that was awesome.
Lots of happy bunnies there. Yeah, I was certainly pretty thrilled to see.
Can't wait for Arne Meyer's first goal. You know when they were playing Leipzig and he just. He was in front of the goal by himself, and then he fell down.
Yeah. That was a bit of a shame. That would have been quite cool, but hey, wasn't to be.
There's always next season.
There's always next season. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but the Lazaro goal had to
his second one.
the second one. But during that match, had to have gone, I believe, 448 minutes without scoring, and that's not including any extra time or anything like that. So that was a. That was a bit of a climate change drought, that one, but it's all over. It's raining goals now.
Yeah, but then it's just a statistic.
Of course it is.
It's just a statistic. Sorry.
When those numbers sort of rack up, it starts becoming a bit of a millstone around people's psychological necks.
But it's always also something that the media or the press likes to tell strikers to freak them out, but it's...
Yeah.
I mean, look at Mario Gomez, for example.
Mm.
My wife was like, oh, not many people call him Chancen tot. He's the death of every chance. And
that's a bit harsh.
And he is. And then we looked at the statistics the other day, and I was like, because, you know, we had an international break, and there was a game, and then my wife was complaining that, why does he play Gomez? Why has he given up already? And he has, I think, 6 goals since his winter transfer to what they're called? Stuttgart. Sorry.
Stuttgart.
Sorry, I went to Stuttgart. I just forgot. 6 goals. But then, okay, his goals are not the kind of goals. They're just, he somehow, I don't know, stumbles into something and then it goes in there.
I wish we would stumble into goals more often.
Yes.
Having said that.
Like Torunariga did that one time.
Torunariga. Is he injured? He must be injured. Is he injured?
I'm not sure.
Why is he not playing?
Rekik's back.
Because it was
Rekik's back. Yeah, and they're both left-footed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's okay to say that the older guy... is playing rather than the young guy who's... What is he, 20, 19?
Something like that. I thought he was 20, but I wouldn't like to say for sure.
Yeah. 7 goals and 5 assists is what Gomez has scored so far.
Yeah, that's not too shabby, really, for an old guy.
For an old guy who has no discernible skills.
other than apparently being in the right place to knock the ball in.
Anyway, no goals. Yes, goal. We scored a goal.
Yay!
I heard that the atmosphere in Hamburg was kind of... There were dogs out on the pitch and...
Dogs?
Dogs. Police dogs.
Okay.
Because I think last time there, some people tried to storm onto the pitch and...
Yeah, it's always a bit sort of... Well, I'd say always. I mean, the one time that I've been to the Volksparkstadion to watch, the security was quite...
Lax.
No,
no,
on the contrary, sort of going in, we were searched pretty damn thoroughly.
Oh, because you're a Hertha fan, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those were the home fans.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Because our friends were... Ines went. Hello, Ines. Mm-hmm. And she sent me pictures and there were dogs. And then there were a couple of fans were... they had to... You know, if you go outside, there's also the training pitch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And practice, whatever.
Yeah, training.
Practice
training,
facility.
Yeah.
They were sitting there, and lots of fans were sitting with their backs to this, you know, these green cages.
Yeah, it's just like the
they were sitting there
sort of thing.
With their hands on their backs, and a couple of police in full riot gear, letting them think about what they did before.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, HSV. Let's hope we don't have to go there next season.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That'll be for Union to worry about.
Yeah.
If they're lucky.
I think Union is safe, are they? Oh, by the way, we're going to the Union game. You want to come?
When?
21st of April.
Don't know, I'll check that later.
I can sing a song while you're
looking. No, I'm not checking it now. Yeah. If I'm around, sure. Yeah. I don't know if I'm
I think we're playing away at that point.
No, I'm probably not here, in which case. I'll pass.
Have you been?
No, I never have. Well, usually when Hertha are at home, Union are away. That was unusual.
Oh, about
the Freiburg
yeah.
game, wasn't it? Because both Berlin, you know, big teams were at home at the same time. That's
for
unusual.
All the burglars, Simon is only in Berlin when Hertha's playing at home. So
away games, you can have a shop. They have
a golden bathtub and lots of diamond necklaces Simon wears in his free time.
I do. Yes, I do love to glitz up.
Have you ever thought about moving here?
I thought had occurred to me.
I just made the...
I'm not a wonderful fan of Brexit land at the moment, but... yeah.
Let's not go there.
We're not going to go there.
Anywho.
Anyway...
2 goals in 1 game.
Yay! Goal drop over.
And then as usually when Hertha goes on some sort of, no matter how minuscule it is, a run, it has momentum, what happens?
We trip over our own feet.
No! International break.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Either that or the winter break.
It's such a mo joke. Yeah.
Just get going and then, yes. How many times has that happened?
Beat Leipzig like crazy.
And then come back and splat. Welcome to Hertha Land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's real fandom. You know, all the other customers don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
Speaking of customers, shall we talk about the awesome international game? Yeah. I had to turn off at halftime because I was bored. I think my eyes were bleeding from boredom. And it was too loud in the stadium. I think the support at these German national team games are about the same volume as if we have a 1 minute silence somewhere at the Hertha game. I was wondering if they had forgotten the microphones or anything. There was no sound.
It seems to be the way. I mean, I was saying this earlier on whilst walking along here after having coffee and cake, that...
Hashtag.
Absolutely. Fika time. that in Germany, at least, the fan scene for the clubs is really intense and way better, in my humble opinion anyway, than what you'll find in England. But with the national team, it's exactly the opposite way around. In that with a national game, the England crew go there with their trumpets and their drums and they sing away,
and doing
all their stuff and what have you.
It was so funny at the...
And yet with the German national team, what do you call them? Opera viewers, is it, or something?
Opera audience.
Opera audience.
Opernpublikum.
Just sit there, sort of watching it without making a noise.
Oh, the only noise they make is Deutschland, Deutschland, and La Ola. That's the cool things Germans do. It's just horrible. We went there, we gave it, when they were playing England last time, I don't know, 1-2 years back, we gave it to my father-in-law as a gift. What a poisonous gift we gave him. And we went there and it was just, there were a few drunk teachers in front of me who were always, no. And then they had a choreo where they have the signs laying there. It's just crappy.
Mm.
And then, if you're down 0-1 against Brazil, which, I mean, can happen.
Yes, it's happened to quite a few teams before in the past.
I mean, you remember when Hertha was down 0-3 against dead last Cologne in the DFB Pokal? Some people were
whistling and booing. And
yeah, I was going to say they're voicing their unhappiness with this result.
They're discontent.
But if you're down with one goal against Brazil and your so-called fans are all whistling, that's...
That's just rubbish, isn't it, really?
Bandwagon
team. But you say that, even with that Cologne game and things, yes, there were some people sort of voicing their discontent and what have you, but there was still a lot of singing and chanting and what have you going on in the Ostkurve.
Yeah, normally, the more goals...
that's what supporting is. It's not just being there to make a whoopee dandy. Isn't it wonderful we're winning again?
And here Simon makes a perfect parable between marriage and fandom. Let's all take a second on this Easter Monday. Hey, we should have Eierlikör more often. It's much fun.
I'm still waiting for an opportunity to do my chicken noise. So.
Oh, okay. So one thing. Oh, we have the first Hertha international player for Germany since Arne Friedrich back in 2010. Gosh. Marvin Plattenhardt.
Up until this year, Friedrich was still up in Schönefeld. You know those big posters and things on the
way. Where?
If you're walking down from the far gates,
CD.
You know, in the like gate 60, 64, 65, the ones that tend to go off towards London.
Is that Friedrich?
That he was up there for years. I think it's this year. Only this year he's gone.
What?
There was a big like a mural thing along the lot.
Okay.
Stuck on the wall, and he was up there. So
you take a picture next time you walk past.
It's gone now, but it was there. It was there for 8 years or so, long time. Thought, how long are they going to leave that poster up? You know, he's retired.
If I can take a step back, one thing that I don't like, for example, the British national team or the English national team has always been the Three Lions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just
what it is.
It's part of the DNA. It's not something marketing came up with. Unlike Die Mannschaft, which is bullshit. And what always also grinds my gears is that with Hertha last season, when we tried, we failed, we win. Oh, why is this English? Have you seen the new claim for the national team? Best never rest. And the V is a Roman numeral 5, because Germany has 4 World Cups, and if they win this one, they have the 5th. And the year before was Viva la Mannschaft. And nobody complains. But I complained about that in a group, and somebody said, yeah, it's all over Twitter, but I don't have enough time in my life to watch this stupid
slogans. They're just, oh.
Do you have any over there?
I don't.
I know what you have. You have Gary Lineker going on and on about football with 11 players, and in the end Germany wins.
That's just him. He's a Gary's a very clever chap. He says
I like him.
He says some good stuff. Yeah.
Does he also comment on Bundesliga games? No, just Premier League.
I don't think so. No, he just does match the day and things. But he's got a very sort of thriving, well followed Twitter account,
and who does
he comes at some good stuff.
Who does the Hertha game commentary?
Oh. No idea.
An ape. 2 apes. A brown bear.
Possibly.
Or a chicken.
There you go. That's my chicken noise. Jan's now collapsed in a heap on the floor.
Oh my god.
It could be worse. I could start singing Fee Fo Fi Fum from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Which I have recorded.
Oh, God.
If you... For $5, I will release it.
I don't think it'll get into the charts somehow or other.
Wait till we set up the Patreon account. If you don't pay, you have to listen to that.
It's a threat, yes.
In German, you say it's in the gift trunk, so it's in the cupboard with the where all the poison is.
Oh.
For example, there was one a German show, and they had a funny game in there, but one of their guests, he had dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really pissed that they made this joke about him with something with reading and mistakes, and then it's never been aired. So it's in the gift trunk.
Mm.
Learning German with Jan.
Mm.
Anywho, national team break. Boring. Nobody likes boring.
No. Snore away. All right.
Oh, Rune won 4-1 against somebody else. But they're not in the... They're only friendly because they don't play in the World Cup.
Who's that? When? What? Who?
I told you Rune was going to be upset because he let one through. They won against...
Yeah.
So are we going to move on to the next game?
Next game, yes.
Do we have to?
This Saturday night, or even what you call it, evening, really. For some bizarre reason, I had to have the short straw and got 8:30 on a Saturday night, Easter weekend.
It's the game that was moved because they cannot have any football games or partying or dancing on Good Friday in Germany.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So stupid. Christians.
You don't have a name.
Pagan society. Anywho, the weather was
horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could insert my joke here, which I've cleverly written a couple of days ahead of time. Ah, here it is. No, the weather was...
As luck would have it, here it is.
The bad thing is that the best thing, or the most fascinating thing about that evening was the pyro in the away.
Yeah.
Away.
Just off the beginning of the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then he played 3 minutes. The thing is, I think it was longer. The game was stopped for some time, and I think he didn't play the entire time because he was so... Mr. Eitekin was so pissed off with it. He had enough of the game. He just wanted it to be over.
Yes.
Didn't we all?
You didn't go.
It's always around the 60th minute, you know, oh, okay. I could leave now, I wouldn't miss a thing.
No, well...
The best thing was the cake.
Yeah, Rolf, thank you.
At Rob Tagirius.
Yes.
Happy birthday from your friends.
Yes.
At the DMTF podcast headquarters. And the entire team. Hello!
And the cake was very nice.
I couldn't eat any because I had been to my mother-in-law's and I was... Do you know Gris sauce? The green sauce from Frankfurt?
No.
It's a secret recipe with 7 different spices.
Oh, right. Herbs. Okay.
And I had this in them.
You can't have that on cake, though, can you? That doesn't sound right at all.
It sounds like you.
Oh, that bad.
Okay. Also, if your wife wants to have pizzas, hey, shall we have Italian pie? Yeah, anyway, the weather was shitty. It was cold and raining.
Cold and wet.
And with the pyros, it looked like the Scottish Highlands to me.
It did. With the mist rolling in from the hills, coming down, covering the whole field.
And it was so quiet in the guest block, it sounded like there was just the moor.
I tweeted a picture at the time saying, "Well, I didn't want to see the Wolfsburg fans anyway, but I kind of didn't want to watch the football because
they were kind of clever. They put the sign up so nobody would realize that there were just 500 people on tops, if not less. They put this little sign. Oh, they were protesting these late games.
Yeah,
which is fair.
And all the flares went off from behind one of their big long banners.
That's what they always do.
Yeah.
And then they dress back into they change and then they.
And you can see them. I think they got passed up, didn't they, up from behind? Anyway, they made a lot of smoke. Couldn't really see anything for a while.
I had this New Year's Eve feeling.
Yes.
Smelled the fumes.
It wasn't chaotic enough for it to be New Year's Eve.
I was just hoping for Zelka to come in and score a goal like last time.
That would have been so cool.
That would be. Who was that?
That was
Hannover.
No, it was Dortmund. I'm sure it was Dortmund, wasn't it? Whatever. Yeah, their away fans let off all the flares and things. When God saw the smoke, Zelka scored.
I was wondering about the different colours because it wasn't yellow and black. It was yellow, black, green and red and whatever, whatnot. Because it was one of their ultra groups that had their 15th anniversary or something like that.
Don't know.
We're getting old. Anyway, why don't you give us the rundown of the scoring?
Well, that won't take very long, will it?
Thank you, Simon.
it's all done.
What I want to say is that Dennis Aitken did it well, because in the beginning he gave a yellow card pretty early when somebody did the tactical foul, and then nobody afterwards. I think if he hadn't done that, the whole game would have been much more.
It's very easy for a ref to sort of lose control.
Yeah, and
once that control's gone, then you're in deep doo doo.
He marked his line.
A line in the sand.
A line in the sand for the rub of the green. No?
No.
No. anyway, he did well. And you said Gilavogi.
Whatever he was called.
I was making a joke that you can only play in Wolfsburg if you have more vowels than consonants in your name.
He was number 23, but the name
Gilavogi.
Unpronounceable to me.
Gilavogi towards the end, last 10 minutes, got his second yellow card for a foul.
It was close to the end than that. I thought it was...
Closer? I don't know.
It was really, really close to the end.
I basically fell asleep at the 60th minute because I know nothing's going to happen. Anyway, and he made a bit... he didn't make fun, but he laughed at him and said, "I'm sorry, you cannot have a yellow card, do that, and then complain about being sent off."
No.
And there was a big commotion in Freiburg for a similar thing. You haven't heard?
No, I haven't heard, no.
Tobias Stieler is a referee I don't like because I think he's arrogant. And he's the guy who gave the red card to Ibišević when he claimed that he insulted him, which was never proven. Anyway, and he gave a yellow card for complaining to Petersen, who is... actually the best German striker, but he was not on the national team.
What? Not Sandro Wagner?
Sandro Wagner ist ein Hurensohn. Sandro Wagner ist ein Hurensohn. It was my favorite part of the Bayern game. Did I mention the Bayern game? Anyway, so he was giving a yellow card to Petersen. Petersen was walking away. He didn't see it. So all he did was he nudged him once with the finger in the back. And he never saw the yellow card. And... in the same minute, he gave him another yellow card and he was sent off. And he didn't even know he had a yellow card. So now he was sent off, he will be out for at least one game, and he didn't even know about the first booking. Because that's all if you're walking away from me and I'll show you a card, poke you slightly in the back, and then that's that. And right the next situation, he kept complaining, he gave him a second yellow card to send him off.
So both were for complaining?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit naughty, isn't it?
Yeah. On the other hand, I was thinking during our game, when has complaining to a referee ever helped anybody?
It just doesn't.
Never.
No.
Oh.
That's something else. You know, flipping back into the video assistant referee sort of argument again is one of the things that wastes a whole lot of time. Is people surrounding the ref and bickering and complaining.
And he can't hear what the other guy says.
And it never gets anybody anywhere, as Jan just said. And yet that's another source of time-wasting that probably goes beyond...
You know, it just takes longer because he can't listen to hear what the VAR is saying.
Yeah. Anyway.
About this game, before we end this game, we should talk about the banners.
Yes.
But maybe we should finish the so-called sports side because there was nothing to tell. What else happened? We had a yellow card for somebody, which was totally...
Early on, I think Lecky.
Lecky was good.
He was good this game. He has some really good skill with the ball, sort of, dribbling around people and what have you.
And at one point he said, just shoot. The other guys are going to fuck it up. Just shoot. But he didn't.
No.
He passed it.
No. But he had that good header that came onto the post. And that was really early
on.
Really early on.
First 10 minutes, I guess.
I haven't got the time for it exactly.
And Ibišević wasn't that bad. I watched the replay on actually Sports Studio, and they said that he was he wasn't a factor, but I think he was. He had he wanted to play, and he was good. There was something missing. I don't know. And all these, it was just a little bit off. I mean, we could have easily won the game with one goal, or we could have lost the game with one goal.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not that the team is that bad, but what Bader always says is the last pass is what's missing. And so we had a couple of...
There was a few occasions. I mean, the Lecky header onto the post was one. Mittelstädt, a good shot from the edge of the penalty area.
There were two situations
just
when the keeper, two shots from outside, he barely held on to.
He just about got down to and stopped it.
And Stark had a few scenes as well.
Yes.
What about Grete Watch? How was Grete doing? Weiser.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. I saw him jogging a bit faster than usual, but still not at top speed. It's so funny, because as I was thinking during the game, he used to be our fastest player. And now... Even Kalu is running past him.
Oh my.
That was funny. In the second half, Hatter were playing towards the goal on the other side.
Yeah, away from us.
Away from us. And they said... and the guy behind me said, yeah, if you want to have a counterattack, give it to the fastest guy. And the ball was given to Kalu.
Oops.
Actually, he should have...
Quite near the end... Selke had one of his little runs, because he's deceptively quick, isn't he? And
he gets into his running, because he takes so long to get to high speed.
Because he's so sort of long.
His long legs.
He's quite lanky. It takes a while for him to sort of build up speed, isn't it?
But that was a close one.
When he was going, because he burnt off that defender.
Yeah.
but he was sort of boxing a little bit, because the defender, although he had run faster than me, he was coming in from behind, and the keeper was coming out from the guard.
The angle was pretty bad.
Yeah, and the angle was really tight. But
I guess in a normal game, he would just hit it somehow with the right foot, put it across somewhere into the uprights, this little...
Yeah, top corner.
Top corner, thank you. Lattenkreuz.
Okay,
see, then. German. Marshall Kreuz. Lattenkreuz. Or we call it three angle. Dreiangel.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Because this, and there comes one from the back.
It's a wonderfully descriptive language, German.
Yeah, German. The language of love and football.
Yes.
Anyway, speaking of, there's no love lost between Hertha, some people at Hertha, and the fan scene.
No.
Oh, any last things?
There were one or two banners being put up in the Ostkurve.
I would say 14 to 20.
Some of them are remarkably long, expressing their discontent.
With a certain person.
Mr. Keuter.
Keuter. Of Twitter fame.
Yes. Who's the mastermind behind the...
I think he's the head of digital at Hertha BSC.
Yes.
And he's a member of the board.
Yes. So he's in charge of all the digital presentation of the club.
Do you have a...
All the
rundown of... Maybe we should give the people who might... Okay, they were in German, so people, even if they saw them, they don't know what was on them. Do you have the contents?
The picture of...
No, just what are the banners saying. Can you get close? Because there was one... Keuter, your end is near.
That's not very nice. That could be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
But they're really not sort of happy with the whole style, I think, of the presentation of the club. They collected money, didn't they, recently? Didn't they?
They raised money.
So Hertha could invest
twice
in digital sort of presentation of the club.
They did one for digitalization, and the other one is why we can watch the games at the AstroTurf, because they did one which was sold out after 9 minutes, which was the 1 million for digital stuff, and then they raised another 1 or 2 million for the academy.
Right.
Which is why some games now are played on the other pitch. You know, the
one
that Andy Green hates.
Yeah. It's nicer having the little stand at the under 23.
It feels like being back when I was playing in E-Youth in first or second grade. It's the same atmosphere.
It's the same kind of feel to it. I quite like that little stadium, actually.
And there's some crazy guys who do support there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not sure if they are special needs or not, because they look different.
I've not noticed.
And I just realized that normally, for other clubs, ultras go with all the teams, but there was nobody I know from the Ostkurve spending their time there. Doesn't matter at all. Yeah. Moving on. Okay,
indeed.
The banners said stuff like, I liked one that said, goals are still called analog, not digital.
Mm.
And one that's an old claim is Breitensport instead of eSports. So they should rather invest in real sports and not eSports. And the last Kurven Echo, which I have in my hands, which you can pick up at the Fanwagen before every home game for free.
Wait, one of the things they were complaining about also, I don't know about the banners, but because there was an interview in the
Morgenpost.
In the Morgenpost, local broadsheet newspaper, with a couple of the lead ultras.
Two.
That's a couple. Yeah.
Are they a couple?
Well, no. Nah. And one of the things that they were saying about there, because they used to do, apparently, players from the team used to go out to the districts, the neighbourhoods.
No, the entire team.
Well, the entire team.
They would hold practices there.
Yeah.
In their part in the cities.
Which is a nice thing. Like, they'd go off to sort of Brandenburg or whatever and go and do stuff there.
It still exists, but they're not doing it over the winter.
Well, why not?
Because they're not playing outside. So that's one of the things. This program still exists, which the ultras are not telling you.
But they're not doing it
over the winter.
Over the winter, because it's outside.
Would you spend a Saturday with your kids in the freezing rain to watch a team, or would you rather do it in March?
That's what kids' football's all about, standing around in the rain.
But some kids' teams play in the indoors over there. Anyway, the projects are still alive and kicking.
Okay.
Fact check.
Right.
Okay, what else? The eSports thing, I can understand, but then eSports is not bad. But then on the other hand, my wife...
It is very much an up-and-coming thing.
You know what my wife said? And she's really right. She said, it's just a shame that Hertha has money for an eSports academy, but we don't have a female team. And that's true.
Hmm. Yeah, good point.
Because I remember one of the members' meetings 1 or 2 years ago. There was one of the they had the elections for the presidium, and one lady said that she's really sad that they did not continue the cooperation with. That's something we could really push for. That's a good cause. I mean, Wolfsburg has always win the championships. They play Champions League.
Yeah.
Of course, the final nobody watches, which is sad, but. I would totally go.
There's more coverage of women's football than there used to be.
I would totally go watch a Hertha female team playing.
Hmm.
Right. And for example, in the States, every girl is playing football.
Yeah.
Or as they call it, soccer.
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 Yeah. So there was a lot of discontent some of the. Well, it's the Harlequins, is it not?
It's Harlequins and Hauptstadt Mafia. But this little talk thing they had, that was organized by FKO, which is Förderkreis Ostkurve, which is some sort of the umbrella...
Yeah, it's an umbrella organization that covers all the fan groups and things
using the Ostkurve. All the fans.
Yeah.
And you can become a member, and if you're a member, you pay... 20 euros a year, which is nothing, and then you support the choreos, and you can get into their.
Because you've done that, haven't you?
I'm not sure. Everybody should do that. I mean, at least $20. You know how much after we did our new flag. You know how much that cost, right?
I
think we paid between $80 and $100 just for the materials.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it is a bit big, isn't it? It's about a mile long.
Oh, I mean the Axel Kruse Jugend one.
Oh, the Axel Kruse.
Yeah.
Really? It costs that much?
Yeah, we bought the good stuff, and we bought the special textile collars and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I bought the little holy thingies.
Yeah, the eyelet.
Yes.
Thingies.
Uzen.
Uzen.
Sorry, Uzen, yes. Anyway, I think these big choreographies cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And especially the big one for the birthday, that was awesome.
Mm.
And the first game against Stuttgart?
Mm.
That was nice.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, they pass buckets around every now and again, don't they? And,
yes, they do.
And some of the stickers, they last time around, I think they charged an extra euro or something.
I think everything you buy from them, you also have one of their shirts, you know, that we're on 25 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They always charge a bit more than it goes into, but that's fair game,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
And we didn't go, but a friend of us went. Hello, Ines, again. the thing is, there was lots of stuff written in the papers about this, but there's no English, but I'm thinking about doing a blog post.
A blog
about
article that.
With the,
I think that sounds like a good idea, again. But, I'll nominate you to do that.
Oh, thank you so much.
See, look, democracy in action.
You're such a great leader. Anyway, it was around 400 people showed up on a Sunday near the Olympiastadion, and there was lots of talk about how things used to be and how things are now between parts of the active fan scene and the club. But I heard that the tenor, can you say tenor? In German, you say the tenor, that's what basically the whole, what people took away from it was, the most important part.
Yeah.
That's in German, the tenor.
Okay. I don't know what the equivalent, I mean the general tone, the general impression that people came away from.
The impression was that people didn't want them to not talk to the club because that would not lead anywhere. It's not constant.
Well, you have to maintain dialogue, yeah, to my mind. If the two sides stop talking to each other, nothing is going to happen, is it?
Especially since their boycott is only partial, because they're still accepting money from the club
for certain things.
So they claim to be totally, oh, we know them, but then they're still... I think it's a bit childish to do that. But we'll see what happens. Mm. So much stuff. Okay, maybe we should... one thing was... a good thing from the past was the Fahne Pur thing that came from the fanzine. Before Hertha had this flag with this little...
With a little...
Blue circle.
Little circle around it, yes.
Yes. And which this was changed towards the Fahne Pur, which I think is better.
Yeah.
And better looking.
And well, it's something that's distinct for Hertha. Other clubs and things have got various crests, and it's not unusual to have ones that are sort of circular like that. But Hertha having just the flag is something that's distinct for our club, and it's
beautiful.
It's deeply.
Oh, beautiful. Look!
Yes,
it's on my shirt.
He's proudly displaying it on his shirt, and it's something deeply rooted in the history of the club right from the very start, which is important.
Even though one of our friends, hello Muskelberg, says that it's not, from a design viewpoint, it's not really good. It could be enhanced, but we mere mortals don't care. You need more water, you have water.
No,
I want some chocolate, sir.
I have water. I will have some chocolate. Chocolate is good.
Chocolate is your friend?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate is my only friend.
What about fika and cake?
And cake.
Anyway, we were talking about what happened. Oh, yeah, and then there was... One of the things I totally understand, one of the fans' things was the big birthday, 125th birthday. Mm. They were offering... the FKO, that's short for the Förderkreis Ostkurve, were offering to the club, hey, we can do this and that and this and that. And then the Presidium went without them and did their own thing. Which was maybe not a very clever move. Which led us to having the...
It would piss them off, though.
Yeah, but no, it led to us having a birthday game where there were no ultras, and support was shitty. Then you had the birthday party before that game, and then everybody from the fan scene went to the other party afterwards, remember? Mm-hmm. Did you go?
No.
But you were thinking about it.
I thought about it, because But I didn't buy tickets.
I had two tickets.
But you had two tickets, but...
I gave them to Klaus.
Was it Klaus and...
I think Klaus came over.
Ines as well.
I don't remember. Hello, blaues Gehirn.
Hello.
Next time, we're just going to read a list of our friends. Then it's over. Anyway, they had the separated thing. And then there's one argument I totally... Which I don't get at all, which is they're complaining about pink jerseys and jerseys in orange.
I think the stuff about the pink jerseys was a lot of old nonsense because...
it was pretty sexist to me.
An away kit, you've got to have something that's different. I don't really have any problem with that. I didn't really like all the orange training stuff. I didn't see any reason for doing that. No. That should have been blue and white.
Yeah,
I don't see any reason for that at all. The fuss people made about the pink shirt was just garbage.
Sexist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, you cannot be mad at a club for selling jerseys that are not the team colours if it's stipulated in the rules that they have to have a third an alternative jersey.
No, that's what that side of it, the away jersey, I've got no problem with that whatsoever personally. But I didn't like the orange training because there was no reason for that.
Another funny thing, Henry of Damwala always said that, okay, the ultras are complaining, but they're always dressed in black.
Mm.
Which is true.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think some things make sense, but this thing makes no sense to me. And then I think it's mostly about...
Well, for me, as I've tried to say, it's half and half. The orange side of things...
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
But the away jersey...
No.
Not the away, the third kid.
Yeah.
Not being the colour of the club, which is stipulated. Have you seen Cologne playing in their pyjamas? They had this great thing this season.
What, literally?
No, it looks like pyjamas. Or Barcelona plays in neon yellow, which is... Gives you cancer in the eye, right? Yes. Looking at it. Yeah, so in general, I think it's nothing you can say, I think this and that, but it's a very nuanced situation. But I also think it's a problem between the people involved. It's not really about certain arguments, it's about the relationships.
It's personalities. People. And relationships.
Okay, there's one thing they did with the last protest was they were going against the digital strategy, which is I was told a big problem, I can't really make up my mind. Oh, and one thing where they're right is that Hertha, during the 50+1, which was something I wanted to talk about today with you, and there was a vote, and Hertha didn't vote.
They abstained. Because it was a pretty close vote, wasn't it?
It was a close vote, yeah.
Was it sort of like by one club or something?
No, it wasn't that close, but it was. I'm not exactly sure. But things that Hertha didn't...
I looked at the numbers and it was... And I thought it was pretty damn close.
Our fan club...
So it could go another way, another time.
Our fan club actually signed a petition to... keep 50+1.
Mm.
And Simon, being from over there, every person I meet from England, when they're at a Hertha game, they tell us that the fan culture we have is the most important asset we have, and we should never get rid of that. But I think the Hertha said something about that, and was I didn't like it, but I understood where they're coming from.
Well, some of our friends have got opposing sort of views.
None
to
of
me
my
on this.
Friends.
No.
Ooh.
Well, I have,
oh, do you have friends from Leipzig?
I have no. I certainly not. I have heard people say that if the Bundesliga is going to be able to compete even with the likes of the Premier League and La Liga, that they're not going to be able to do that with the 50+1 rule in place. Which, you know, may or may not be true.
I don't want to compete with them.
Quite.
Awesome. They have 15 different kickoff times.
One of the good things about the Bundesliga, I think, in sort of coming here myself to watch so many games, is the atmosphere that you have here and the fan culture and what have you that goes with it. That's one of the big plus points about the club. You're not going to be able to compete with the likes of the Premier League. I mean, the amount of money in that is just ridiculous compared to the Bundesliga, and it's not going to compete with that. You can't do it. All you will do by trying to compete with that and making it all completely commercial as opposed to sort of fan-driven is coming in a poor second. And you'll be throwing out the big thing that will attract people to the Bundesliga.
What they're also doing is their argument is always, oh, look at Chelsea, look at Man U, look at Man City. Yeah, but look at... Wasn't there one team where the Asian owner came in and changed the crest, changed everything, changed the colours, and now they're in the... somewhere in the championship?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Crystal Palace?
I mean, one was... Oh, what was it? Hull, wasn't it?
That Hull.
Because the owner there had come in from somewhere or other and he wanted to change it to Hull Tigers or something or other, where it had been Hull
City. It was blue and they changed it to red.
That was Cardiff.
Cardiff, yeah.
Cardiff. And it's just all just nonsense.
I mean, you have to look at the full picture, and there are some teams who are struggling and who had crazy people in there, like we had with 1860 Munich, who had this people, nice man from Jordan, who they were in second and they went down to the third division. Yeah. They didn't get a license because he wouldn't put in the money. And now they're free of him, I hope. And they're playing somewhere in the Bavarian League.
Yeah, but they're still. They're still that club. It's
yeah.
Because
we are 50+1. That's why they're still the club.
Yeah,
couldn't change it. But I think I understand that Hertha's looking for investors, and if you vote against investors, and then you want an investor, that's what I don't get is people complaining about Hertha's current investor, which I haven't seen anything from since they announced them.
Since they've come in, this is... Oh, was it?
15.
KKR, isn't
KKR.
It?
KKR.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they put a whole lot of money in there. It's fairly hands-off, isn't it? I'm not aware of them.
Early 15. Now, they have somebody who is in the management, but he doesn't do anything. I've never even seen him at the members' meetings.
No.
And they've helped a lot. But
Well, they put a lot of money in, but had to have to buy them out again, don't they?
There's some options. They now have 9% or 10% of Hertha's shares, because Hertha is an KGAA, that's a Kapitalgesellschaft auf Aktien, which is a limited partnership on shares.
Hmm.
So they have shares that can be sold. But 50+1 applies to them. So 51% of the votes have to be with Hertha. And I think that KKR, if I remember correctly, can opt to buy up to 30%.
That's what I thought. Well, yes. I thought it might have been 33, actually. But
In the rough ballpark numbers, 30-something. And if not, they're just going to take the money and go. And looking at the history of the club ever since they came in, I think the investment has been increased. We now have 100%, almost 100 million euro team value of the players, and
it must have helped with the finances. Some of the business that's been done recently in terms,
and we have international.
Yes, selling players and bringing new players in, and bringing new players on. I mean, the likes of Platy, playing for the national team.
Just look at Weiser. We got Weiser for free. Yeah. And people in the press are saying that he has a 12 million, what do you call that, the exit clause?
Yeah.
Yeah. If that is there, we made 12 million from nothing. If it's not there, we can make up to, we don't know.
Mm.
Look at how we counterfinanced almost every new player we brought in last season. Just
there was some very, very good business.
Oh, did you see Brooks on the pitch on Saturday?
Brooks?
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't playing. Case in point. He hasn't even played much this season.
I've forgotten all about him, to be honest. That he had come there. Oh, well. That probably wasn't such a good move for him, was it, really?
I think he was injured a lot.
Well, he was injured. You know, he never actually, he didn't play at all, did he, for about 3 months?
In the beginning, he was injured. Then, when we played them away, he scored a goal that was disallowed. I remember that, because he was really... He wasn't just happy, he was so happy that we were not happy with him being happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
John Anthony Brooks. I'm just looking at his data for this season. He has played 7 games, a total of 610 minutes. One appearance in the cup, one appearance in friendly, and in Bundesliga 7 games in 610 minutes, which is, if you compare that to the assists and goals scored by Rekik.
Yeah.
John who?
Forget, really.
Oh, but in the last game, Jahrstein made a mistake that was reminiscent of Brooks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I didn't see it. I was talking to the guy behind me. I was like, oh, my God.
No.
Just saw it on the TV. Like, no.
Oh, that was cringeworthy. That was.
But the good thing is, the last time he had these fuck-ups, it was when we two or three goals resulted. This was just a little bit of a scare.
Yeah, I mean, he did recover, but I mean, he kicked the ball forward, didn't he? But he kicked it a little bit too far, and one of the guys, was it the number? Oh, I can't remember which.
Are we going to end the 50 plus one fan discussion, or are we? Because we're going back into Hertha territory. I just wanted to make a little cut.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. So now we're talking about back to Hertha. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He kicked it too far forward, didn't he? And then one of the Wolfsburg players tried to charge him down.
It was strange. The ball touched his foot and then it somehow did a little jump.
Yeah.
Something he never does. And he's... Oh, did you see the one where in the first half he did a kickoff? Now, did you call it kickoff if the keeper has the ball and kicks it?
Yeah,
good. Abschlag, and then it offside, out of bounds, and I was so thinking about the good old days with Kraft. And did you see what Dade did? Did a little trick with the ball.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, that was on the replay.
I wish I had a gif of that.
Mm.
That was cute. Yeah, maybe we can just okay. I think we should talk about 50 plus one next time. Maybe if anybody hears us. Anybody?
Is there anybody out there?
Just give us your questions or tell us that we're totally shite or say that you like us. Just give us a sign. Do you have a song with a sign? No, you don't. I saw the sign and opened up. No.
No, don't
go there.
The world's not ready for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this season is basically over.
Yeah, we're safe, aren't we?
We're in the twilight. So
I don't have to worry about coming to Europa League matches next year. I don't think
would be a big, big surprise, I guess.
Yeah, not impossible, but unlikely.
I'm just you know, if I see stuff like Lazaro was, I think, the biggest steal of the entire season. Mm. Even though with us having Rekik and Lecky, he was still the biggest. We paid 3.5 million for him.
Such a bargain. Yeah.
And he's such a monster. Tenacious.
I think there's a lot of potential with... Yes, yeah.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So if this last season we had... We didn't have to qualify, but we had... Platte was at the Confed Cup. You had Selke injured, Stark injured... And Weiser overplayed, who all were in the U21. Was it a European or the World Champion? I don't know, the European Championship?
European, I think.
Yeah. So we had all these players missing. Who else came in late? Oh, yeah, Lazaro came in late and he was injured when he came in. So if these guys all have a proper training camp together, I like what I'm seeing. And, of course, we have totally forgotten about Arne Meyer Fußballgott. did you see that youth championship he played?
No, I didn't see any of that, actually. I didn't watch
He did exactly something this move in Hamburg. You like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hamburg move?
That was very good.
He did that indoors at this championship all the time. 4 guys on him, all moving with him. What does he do? He just kicks it out to the next guy and he has free reign and scores the goal. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for that.
That was really nice.
Also, we have Ponychev, but I think Ponychev just got a red card for hitting somebody in the last game. Oh, there was something on Twitter. Have you seen it? I just got a...
Yeah, it was just a...
Brian.
Just a like.
Last minute questions or abuse. No, just Brian said like.
Yeah.
Brian, please. Please. Let us know what you think. Did you check on... has anybody ever given us a rating on iTunes apart from you and your wife and your sons?
I don't think Veronica has got an iTunes account to be
I just wonder if all these listens we see on SoundCloud.
Yes, it's
just us.
Yeah. I think it probably, yeah.
I have to ask my wife how often she listens to it. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, if you just give us any comment, even if you say we totally shite and that you don't like the German accent that have I in this. We can do an episode where I talk like Lothar Matthäus all day.
Nobody will understand you then.
Nobody understands his German either.
I know, that's what I meant. It wouldn't matter which language you were speaking in, nobody would understand.
There's a funny German football site, they also have a podcast, it's called FUMS, F-U-M-S, Fußball macht Spaß, Fußball is fun. And they did this, we have a new dictionary, it's Loder German, German Loder. For example, there was one word and it's...
I've told you before that he does commentary.
Yeah, I heard that. I am Van Lothar Matthäus. But there was one thing he said. It was one team from the... Either a German team or a Champions League team. Oh, it was an English team. Hang on. Who played? Liverpool? No, that's what you can say. Who else was playing? Doddenham. He says Doddenham. D-O-D-D-N-H-A with dots M. Tottenham.
Of Tottenham?
He says Doddenham. Doddenham? Maybe. You take a note. He has some... There's some best of videos on YouTube. Of Lothar Matthäus. When he came to New York Cosmos and he says, I am very happy and I hope if we get a bit lucky we can win games. And then
classic.
And then there was the one with Al Jazeera. We said, "I am one Lothar Matthäus. I come here. Fuck you." So funny. Doddenham. Ah, yeah, Doddenham.
Mm.
You didn't know what Doddenham was before I explained it, right?
No.
See,
not at all.
It's so much fun. Or Drainer. Every T is a D with him.
Drainer. So he's a drainer. Yeah.
It sounds like somebody who drains blood of a...
Yeah, or...
Oh!
Well, like a draining board, you put your...
Speaking of injuries, there's one thing we forgot.
Okay.
The big comeback on Saturday. The entire Kofa was chanting his name for about 2 minutes.
It washed over me, obviously.
Shiba!
Shiba! Of course. I thought that was just you chanting his name.
No.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? That's
400
first.
Days.
Oh,
400 goodness. Something days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got injured. He scored 2 or 3 goals at the beginning of last season, including the big one, the one he will remember forever, in the 93rd, 94th, 95th minute against Freiburg.
Great time to score a goal.
Jeez. And then he scored 1 or 2 in the next game, and then he was injured again.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I like him. He's a big darts fan.
Is he?
He always goes to the Alley-Pally, and he posts pictures of him with friends all dressed up and stuff.
Well, does he have a big silk shirt to wear and things? Does he?
Oh, my sister-in-law went as Mario and Luigi with her boyfriend. Hang on, I'll show it to you. Why don't you just say something? So
you need to put this photograph up on the show notes so people know what you're talking about.
But I'm not sure if I can use her face.
Probably not, no.
I'll ask her.
You could...
I think it's on Instagram. If it's on Instagram, it's fair game, isn't it?
Yeah. But you could take Mario and Luigi faces and post it over the top in Photoshop.
And then photo what? Okay. Photo what?
Photoshop.
Hang on, where did we go to Munich? What are our next games? Do we care?
Frankfurt. Frankfurt away, which is... Yeah, it's quite an important one, that, in some ways. Oh my goodness.
I'm showing him the picture.
Dodgy hats.
Yeah. And they had clothes to match and...
Oh, yeah.
And this is a 1 liter beer.
Yes.
They I think they had fun, but the Germans are so...
On the subject of 1 liter beers, a liter of beer at the Olympiastadion was, it's what, 7.50, I think it was.
I don't know, I don't drink.
It's 4.20 for half a liter of Coke. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Beer is cheaper than drinks. There used to be one petition in the, when I was growing up, and there was always this sign, this establishment offers youth drinks at the same price as alcoholic beverages, blah, blah, blah. You're all going to be alcoholics anyway.
I can't drink the beer there anyway, even if I wanted to, but it's just...
I think if I would still be drinking beer, I would. If I'd still be drinking beer, I wouldn't drink that.
Obviously, I've never tried it.
Oh, but, it's worse now. It's now they have this Carlsberg.
Yes. Which all the monks have got Carlsberg.
Back in 2012, I was getting to the spirit, because back then I was only watching the international tournaments, and then there was the European Championship in Ukraine and Poland.
Poland.
And I bought an entire case of the Carlsberg beer. And we never even finished. I had to give it to somebody else because we weren't drinking it. It was just... Blah.
Not good.
Horse piss. Yeah.
If you want some flavour to the beer. All the beers that I have to have are all gluten-free, and that's you never know whether that... I mean, I don't know anything different, really. But
maybe you should do a double date at Berlo and see if they have something that works for you.
Hmm.
Because what they have is an non-alcoholic beer,
yep,
which tastes like a real beer, because all the other non-alcoholic beers taste like water, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, occasionally I have gluten-free non-alcoholic beer, and that's...
Does it hurt you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gluten-free, you said?
Gluten-free.
Oh, so it's gluten non-alcoholic beer, which is okay. Yeah.
No.
Whatever floats your boat.
That hasn't got anything in it at all. It's actually just a bottle of water.
So you're buying water.
Anyway, we digress.
Oh, and there's one sorry thing. I was sick in the past weeks, and I couldn't. For 1 week, I was sick, and I couldn't go to the 11mm festival, which is one of the highlights of the football year in Berlin, I would say. It's a film festival devoted exclusively to football. And I even got accredited as press, but then
really?
I couldn't leave the house. I was don't ask.
Oh.
I was sick.
It's fun having a press badge.
Yeah, it's such a small. It's just one movie theater. Have you been to the Babylon in Mitte?
No,
that's the one. That's where I met Kalu.
Yes, maybe same from last
good guy.
Year.
And he always has this creamy hand. Not creamy, but his hands are always... Like he just put lotion on his hands.
Perhaps he has.
Yeah, he has.
Perhaps he's got lotion in his pockets.
He's a clean guy. Lotion pockets. That's an idea. And my idea was for next season...
You could market it.
For next season, we're going to go...
Jan's lotion pockets.
It sounds so dirty. Next season, we're going to do an away game together.
Yep.
Simon had the idea. We were sitting at the marina here in Tempelhof, and we were thinking about doing an away game with a boat.
Yes. That would be quite a trip, wouldn't
it? And you said you went from England all the way down to Bilbao?
Yep.
How many years did it take?
Yeah, a round trip is 36. No, it's about 36 hours down there, I think it was.
Round trip?
And then come back, no.
So it's 72?
It's an overnight job going down to Bilbao.
Were you steering? Were you navigating, or was it someone else?
It was somebody else. Okay. It was a computer, I imagine.
One of those.
But,
look, I have a computer.
If the listener ever has the chance, then you can do that. You can watch whales and things from the side of the ship. It's an interesting place. The geology underneath the Bay of Biscay is quite interesting.
Stay tuned for Simon's two new podcasts. First is I Love Fika, a memoir, and the second one is geology.
It's deep water off there, and you get lots of whales. So you see fin whales and sperm whales, all sorts of things. Fascinating stuff. I don't know if they still do it. They used to do commentaries and things from the ferry about, oh, look, there's such and such a whale over there. And you could go to lectures on the
ferry. When we went to Scotland, I was so sad because there was this puffin watch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only one day a week, and once a week, and we had missed the date, and then we had to go home.
No puffins.
And they had they always have these boats with glass underneath, yep. So you can...
Glass-bottomed boats.
What?
Glass-bottomed boats.
Oh, I only know glass ceilings.
It's better than mirrored ceilings, anyway.
That was deep. We have to go to a fair sometime.
Why?
Don't you know the Spiegelkabinett where you're...
Oh, those.
That's where you got the shape of your nose, didn't you?
Yes, looking at my body shape, I think that's where I was made, actually, one of those places. Anyway.
Okay, we have talked about everything we had on the list, yep. And lots of more stuff nobody cared about.
Indeed.
On a sunny day like this one.
Yep.
Come on, have some more chocolate.
I will have another piece of chocolate. Is this a wrap?
Almost. You can. You don't want you chewing. Simon the Rabbit. But this one is cute, isn't it? My wife made one of her first DIY projects, and it's a very cute rabbit with...
It's an orange rabbit with incredibly long ears and a little cotton tail. Very nice too. And button eyes. There you go.
I just love you. Daddy loves you. Anyway, when will we be back? When's the next home game?
Next home game is Colm, 2 weeks.
Oh, we're going to have visitors.
Yep.
For the last time. Oh, they wrote to me on Twitter, a DM, and said, okay, because we were talking about when they're coming, how we're going to meet before the game, and they said, seems like we're coming over there without any relevance on the sports side, because they lost 0-6 to Hoffenheim, which could be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, that's not going to done their goal difference an awful lot of good, is it, really?
But have you... Look at Hamburg. Anyway.
Yes.
And so we will get together then,
all right.
Hopefully. Anything else? Oh, yes. I want to say hello to my friend April from Atlanta, who listened to... the podcast for the first time. She was the one that asked who won the game and said no, but she was like, why? Was there rain? Said, no, we just played to the draw.
Just nobody scored. Yeah. So that's what happens.
But seriously, if we didn't have the draw option, we would be there for 5 hours and no goal would be scored. Hi, April. Say hi, April.
Hi, April.
Very nice, April. See, I have two people in the States who are listening to us.
Wow.
Only 188.999998
million
people to go.
Working towards.
Okay, this was DMTF 008. One swallow doesn't make a summer.
Right.
One goal doesn't make a summer. We'll hear you soon, and it's a good day for me.
And it's a good day for him.